All righty, it is 7:40 as the morning show rolls along on a Monday morning. You know, Monday mornings we like to put the focus on Michigan-made products, Michigan companies, and Michigan authors. And our next guest is a Michigan-based author who has a series of books, the second of which is out now, that help to teach kindness. And she certainly uses her experience as a school counselor to draw upon. Peggy Creighton on the line with us right now. Peggy, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be a children's author.
My background is in educational psychology, and I worked as a school counselor in a K-8 elementary school for many years, and both of my books are actually based on actual stories of students who came with a problem, talked about it, worked through it, and over the years I used those stories in my counseling to talk about making good choices, difficult decisions, sharing feelings, resolving conflict, many of the issues that face children in elementary school and through junior high and probably through adulthood.
Now, these are issues that have faced kids for years, but it just seems like in recent years they've gotten worse, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the second book, you know, it talks about bullying and courage. And the point, I think, is that it can be subtle, bullying, and it's not always, you know, grabbing someone's lunch. It can be kind of quiet. And actually, sometimes it's the bullies don't understand how their actions are actually, you know, affecting another student. So, I wrote these books when I was a counselor. It was 20 years ago, and the bullying was a whole different kind of bullying. Now it's, I don't even know how you deal with the social media bullying and what's happening now, but it's always been there.
Well, it has, and it can create a stigma that can stay with a child all through their whole school career, can't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this, my second book actually is a, in a short, 40-page book, talks about just a period of 3 days where one little incident turns into total, being excluded completely just because, the gang mentality shows its, ugly face.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, in this story, part of the story is what it takes to actually confront that bullying. And what can you do? What can a kid do? And the book goes through the steps that this student, in this case, Opal Otter, tries to handle it, internally. Then eventually goes to her parents and then decides, I want to do this myself. I want to take care of this. I want people to know what this feels like. And in my real career, that's actually what the student did. She went through those steps and eventually confronted her bully, said, this, what you're doing affects my whole day at school. I'm sad when I go to school. I'm sad when I go home. And most of the children in that, real life event felt terrible. We didn't know that was going to hurt. It was just silly. It was just a little teasing.
Yeah.
The classic, we're just kidding. That right. Line has always been a red flag for me. Well, if you're just kidding, then don't say it.
Right, exactly. If it's so harmless, it doesn't need to be said. Talking with Peggy Creighton, whose book, her new book, it's about teaching kindness. It's Opal Otter Chooses Courage. These are children's books with an important message. And I think what's interesting, too, is you chose to set them in northern Michigan. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, one of the most beautiful places in the world. We have had a home for 40 years on Glen Lake in the Leelanau Peninsula. And we look out at Sleeping Bear, and I knew when I wanted to write the book, the setting had to be here. And my illustrator who absolutely captures the beauty of Glen Lake and the forest and the beautiful, you know, bright blue Glen Lake. And when I saw it in an author, that was one of the things I wanted to make sure that she could capture that. But also Melanie, the illustrator, I looked for someone who could show the feelings through the characters. So sadness or anger or empathy or forgiveness, all those things that you see in, you know, eyes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
really.
Then I picked indigenous animals to be the characters in the Glen Lake Forest School.
There you go. So.
And but Glen Lake has always been the biggest part of my family's life, and it's where we all come for happiness and peace, and so this is where the setting had to be.
That's a great idea. That's a great story. Betsy Bobcat was the first character, and Opal Otter in the new book. Do you have other characters that you're going to roll out? Are there books planned?
Well, there's one written. You know, it's a long process, so we'll see how that goes. The next book is about a boy who is always picked last, you know, for sports or anything outdoors, and, you know, just kind of that kid who, and he goes along happily with it, but, you know, it takes its toll, always being picked last. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners know that, you know, that's a bad feeling. I was never picked first for baseball. That's all I can say.
But, well, yeah.
It turned out okay.
Yeah, absolutely. A great career in school counseling, and now as an author. Peggy Creighton, it was really nice talking to you. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.